News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Let's talk about cervical check and the Scally report. We are joined by Stephen Donnelly, Fianna Fáil spokesperson on health. Stephen, let's cut to one of the let's cut to the chase, and particularly one of the most important things emanating from this report yesterday, and that was Dr. Scally saying, in his view, there should not be a public inquiry or a commission of inquiry, is how he phrased it, that we should instead focus on implementing the 50 recommendations. Now, the government has been hemming and hawing on that. I can't tell where they stand on that. They seem to be agreeing with that yesterday and then saying, well, it's still our position, we will have one. Does Fianna Fáil have a position at this point on whether there should be one or not?
Hey, good morning, Shane. Yeah, morning. Look, it's a great report. We had a very thorough briefing with Dr. Scally yesterday. It's 50 recommendations. I will answer your question, but actually, can I just start on a really positive note?
Yeah,
I was really taken by something that Dr. Scally said yesterday. He said, if we get this right, and if we make sure that all women, if possible, are involved in the screening program, and we make sure that there's confidence in what is a great screening program that has saved many lives, and unfortunately there are tragic mistakes, we know that. But he said if we get this right, we could virtually eliminate cervical cancer in Ireland.
I saw that. It was an extraordinary statement.
And what a wonderful goal. What an absolutely wonderful goal that we could be talking about something like
okay.
that.
Okay, should that goal be the priority rather than having a commission of inquiry, in your
well,
view?
Well, look, the first priority in all of this from day one has to be the women affected. That's priority number one, the women and the families affected. Priority number two is to protect the screening program, because the reputation of the screening program got badly damaged by some really irresponsible political bombast, in my view anyway. People got scared that there was some link between non-disclosure and cancer diagnosis, which was outrageous. And so that's the second priority. Now, going back to the first priority...
That point, by the way, is still being made in some mistakenly being made in some papers today. But anyway...
Well, I really wish it wasn't. You know, because every time some politician says that and starts making some link between clinical quality of this and the issue of not telling people what had happened, you can be sure that several women listen and say, well, maybe I won't bother going and engaging in the screening program. If I could just say on this point, Dr. Scally was asked at length by me and other politicians if he had found any quality issues. In other words, were the labs substandard, or were the GPs not very good at taking the smears, or were the samples not being protected when they were being transported? And he said no. Now, there's a bit more work he has to do in one particular lab, and the Royal College of Obs and Gynae still have to report.
Yeah.
But he said no. He had found no clinical issues.
Okay.
And I think that's a really important message to get out there, because we have to protect the program as well. Now, to your question, let's answer that question by saying the priority here is the women and the families, so what did they want? Now,
I heard Vicky Fienel on this yesterday talking to Ivan, and she said her priority was actually implementing the recommendations.
Well, okay. Well, then let's hear from
Vicky. She wasn't pretending to speak for all the women. I should stress that.
Well, this is it. One of the things that happened yesterday, which was very frustrating for the women and the families, that the minister gave a pretty clear commitment that the women and the families would be briefed before the report was published. A very small number were briefed, including Vicky, but the many, many hundreds around the country were not briefed. So I found myself in a briefing with Dr. Scally. And the women affected still hadn't been briefed. So that should have happened.
Okay.
There should have been a closed-door session. The reason I'm saying this, Shane, is not to score political points. It's to say the women and the families are going to need time to read the report. It's a pretty technical report.
Could I just finish on this.
Let's listen to them. Let's hear what they say in terms of whether they want an inquiry or not.
I'm going to say this, and it may come out wrong, but... Is it necessarily the best idea for those affected? And I'm not in any way minimising what they went through. They were treated appallingly and they must be looked after fully. But should it necessarily be their call on whether or not there's a public inquiry? Surely that is the call of the political system, to do what is best in the public, not just in the interest of the women, but also in the public interest.
I think, Shane, at the heart of this entire scandal at the heart of these women not being given the information they should have been given was a paternalistic view that said, other people know best. We know, we in this case, we the medical profession, we know what's best for you. And we're going to decide what's in your interests. And in your, we've decided we're not telling you what's in your interest.
Okay.
Let's stop that. Let's actually listen to these people. These are they're living with this. They're living with it every day. And if they come and if they read the report and that they digest it, and I imagine talk to one another and say, do you know what? Let's get on with implementing this and having the best screening program in the world. Great.
Okay.
If they come back and they say, you know, there are still really serious questions left unanswered, and we want some form of an inquiry to answer those questions, then my belief is that that's what we should do.
Can I put it to you that, and I do want to acknowledge, you're one of the few politicians who wasn't marauding around the place saying outrageous things, screaming from the rooftops, and we all know who some of those politicians were during this crisis, and I do want to say that. But is there a little element here of Fianna Fáil sort of having their cake and eating it on this? That you want to, you're still looking to be to do the politically the best thing for the party instead of coming out and taking a stand and say, you know what, this report is brilliant. It acknowledges the wrong done to the women. We must look after those women, but now we must actually make sure that we implement the recommendations. That must be the priority. And we're taking a stand now. Some people mightn't like it, but we're saying no public inquiry. It will be a waste of time. It'll tell us what we already know, and it'll deflect focus from what actually needs to be done, which is eliminate that goal of eliminating cervical cancer. Why not take that stand?
Yeah, fair question. Well, first of all, thank you for the acknowledgement, because I think I have gone out of my way to make sure that I and Fianna Fáil do not play politics with this. And we didn't go around seeking attention and saying really dangerous things. In fact, I was one of the only politicians in the Oireachtas saying this has nothing, that non-disclosure has nothing to do
absolutely
with the clinical outcomes
okay.
of these women.
No, I accept
saying,
that. Absolutely.
Right? So,
yeah.
So I, in fairness, Shane, I haven't played politics with this and I'm not playing politics with it. And in fact, what I said to you at the start of the conversation was exactly what you've said. It is a strong report. We could potentially eradicate cervical cancer. Let's do that. All I'm saying in terms of the inquiry is we must start listening to patients. And we don't have a culture in this country of listening to patients. We have a paternalistic culture that says we are going, be it we, the medical profession, or we in politics, we're going to tell you what's best for you. In healthcare, I've been in the brief for 6 months. People need to listen more. Patients need to be listened to more. And indeed, to be honest, doctors and nurses and clinicians need to be listened more. So no, my firm view is let's reflect on this when we have heard back from the hundreds of women and their families who are affected.